meet the old Board of Education boards for the football coaches, and we hated him for that.
Yeah.
He'd smile and say, "Boys, we're getting a new board ready for you." Oh, crap. Hey, y'all have a good day.
You too, Steve.
You too, Steve.
Okay. Thanks, Steve.
Well, that's a great point he's making there. I think a great education should mean, hey, you can solve this complex equation. Hey, you can interpret and read and study the classics and the Bible and great poetry. But, yeah, you can cut and lay some wood.
Yeah.
You can fix and change a tire. Like, you can balance a checkbook.
Exactly.
Like, there should be basic life skills along with the larger wisdom of our tradition. So that's what we need to get back to.
Yeah, I agree.
And I agree that it's better to lay wood than sport wood. So very valid point, Joey.
When I was in high school, we were in Alaska at the time, and talking about those classes like that, they had us take a class that was mandatory called Wilderness Skills.
Oh, right.
And it was a mandatory class, and you learn things, how to build a fire in the snow and all that kind of stuff. But we never had a class on balancing your checkbook, how to acquire credit, why credit is so important,
right?
Those kind of life lessons.
Well, we got to hit a top of the hour break. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Do you like Tommy Tuberville or Jeff Sessions? Do you like Barry Moore or Jeff Coleman? Give us a call. Runoff's coming up. We want to know your opinion. 272-9228. I'm Joey.
He's Jack.
Hey, Dern.
We got Eddie in the house. We got our intern. Who's actually back to work now.
Tim, text me what we got so far, please.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Goodbye.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
The Fox News Alert. I'm Lillian Wu. The Supreme Court weighs in on some key cases involving President Trump. Justices ruling President Trump must comply with a grand jury subpoena with regards to his tax returns.
What they also do is send this back down to the lower court. So they give guidance, but what it sounds like is they say, listen, the president, when we send this back down, can make additional arguments about this at the lower court.
Fox's Shannon Bream.
The president's lawyers have said he is absolutely immune from criminal investigations while he is in office. They also say that allowing state and local officials to subpoena sitting presidents could subject them to politically motivated harassment.
Fox's Sandra Smith also sent back to lower courts rulings allowing congressional committees to obtain the president's financial records. No reaction yet from the White House. This is Fox News Alert.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're settling back down into a normal summer pattern in that there won't be as many storms to go around. Hot today with a high temperature up to about 90, with scattered thunderstorms most numerous this afternoon and this evening. Fading out tonight, we'll be in the mid-70s tonight. Then tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, a little hotter each day. 93 Friday, mid-90s Saturday and Sunday. Danger range on the heat index, that would be about 105 or higher. And scattered thunderstorms popping up each day, cooling off a few lucky communities. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Oh, we're way after 10 a.m. here on News and Views. Means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing good. After last night, I'm doing a lot better.
Oh, what happened to you last night?
Well, we were making our salsa for the year, and Angie put me in charge of the jalapenos and then the onions. And like a dodo, I did the jalapenos first and the onions second. My eyes started watering a little bit, and I reached up to push the... And next thing you know, my eyes are... fire. It was awful. I had stuff running out of my nose and my eyes. Then she said, you do know you're supposed to wear gloves when you do that, right? And I said, yeah, I know. I don't know what I was thinking.
Well, and I hope you didn't go to the bathroom soon after.
Ooh. Oh, no. It was, I kept my face in a tub of water for about 30 minutes while they finished up the salsa.
Well, I'm glad you're recovered.
But the salsa turned out really good.
That's good.
It was a really good batch this year.
You know, we could be the judge of that.
Yeah, that salsa turned out really good. It's just got a teeny little bit of smoke flavor to it. Oh, it's perfect. But besides that, y'all doing a poll today?
Yeah. Do you like Tommy Tuberville or Jeff Sessions in this Senate runoff race?
Well, you know, in sales, you're really not supposed to talk about women, football, and politics, but I advertised on a politics show in a sports radio show, so what the heck. I am going to go with Tuberville, but that's the reason being in Tuberville is he's close friends of my cousin in Auburn.
Okay.
And his wife. So
that's valid.
And yeah, we're also looking for a decision between Barry Moore and Jeff Coleman.
I'm going Barry.
Okay.
All right.
It's the way I'm going to go on that one. There's something about that guy I like. I don't know him personally, never met him, but I just, you know how you hear somebody talk and you're like, you know what, I like that guy.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm going that route.
All right. Okay, very good. And, we're supposed to be talking about Prattville Carpet, your great business, with, you know, great products at great prices. I mean, y'all really do the extra work and giving free in-home consultations. You actually want to see what you're working on before you even talk numbers.
And more important than that, when y'all come in, listen, we got everything tagged that's made here in the United States. Amen. Because I feel like it's very important at this time to be pushing those products. A lot of our waterproofing products come from the United States, but a lot of your vinyl planks that everybody's preaching about, they're coming from China, guys.
Hmm.
So when you come in here, you know exactly where your floor is made. And the Revwood is on sale right now, $5 a foot, American made. Absolutely gorgeous product, waterproof. You just don't get any better than that.
And it's very durable, right? It's not very easy to scratch it.
It's the hardest thing I have to scratch, but I'm still going to tell you it can scratch.
Well, fair enough. But that is, I mean, just one of the great products over there at Prattville Carpet. Call Ray and the team today at 285-8117, 285-8117. And when they call up, they need to say, hey, we heard Ray on News and Views talking about the jalapeno fiasco and talking about this great carpeting product, this Redwood product. We need folks to tell you guys that, hey, News and Views is where it's at.
That way we will keep advertising on here for years to come.
Excellent.
Very good. Well, Ray, I hope you have a good rest of the day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. It'll be Friday already.
Y'all do the same.
Take care, Ray.
Thank you, Ray.
All right, we'll see you. Bye.
More News and Views. Second hour officially kicks off when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in. And if you want to get in on this poll, who do you like, Tommy Tuberville or Jeff Sessions? Do you like Barry Moore? Do you like Jeff Coleman? 272-9228.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, We are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens. Years ago, Bruce Holding showed me how much better steel equipment starts and runs as opposed to that piece of junk I own.
Oh, man, piece of junk?
CTE has been providing professionals and homeowners alike with steel parts, sales, and service for years. Everything from steel, gas and battery-operated chainsaws, grass trimmers, blowers, and mowers. And with these great steel products, you won't find them at big-box stores. But CTE has the full line. Recently, I purchased one of the steel HSA 25 garden shears from CTE. Keep in mind, it only weighs 0.8 pounds, but it sure gets the job done. It seems many people are concerned because it's battery-operated. But let me tell you, I worked for 2 hours and it was as strong when I finished as when I began. Stop by and see the team at CTE Outdoor Power, located at I-85 and Perry Hill Road. Let them demonstrate all their great new battery-powered equipment from steel. You will be amazed at how far battery-operated equipment has come. You can also visit online at cteoutdoorpower.com. Proudly serving the Tri-County for over 20 years.
Do you know the proper way to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in your office? We do. We're Jana King, the King of Clean, for over 30 years, and we've developed comprehensive programs to address proper cleaning and disinfection. We have experience in applying disinfecting programs in hospitals, office buildings, schools, and other venues. Now we're ready to help and able to assist customers that need disinfecting services. Go to JanieKingCleans.com now to learn more. That's JanieKingCleans.com.
Jana King, the King of Clean.
Napa know-how.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping on over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $50 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
I'm doing very well, especially because this part of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Folks, not only can you get 50% off on all those old videotape, 8mm films transferred to digital file or DVD, 50% off on that transfer. Dan Black Studios also has you covered for video production from the ground up. Maybe you have raw video footage already shot, and they can edit it together in a nice presentation. They can also restore those old tape cassettes, all those CDs you collect over the years. All those can be transferred to a thumb drive, USB thumb drive, or to your computer. They really do it all at Dan Black Studios, a 38-year business here in the River Region. So before you use an internet company or a big box store, you know, buy local, stay local with folks you can trust, and Dan Black has earned that trust. Many professionals in the media world and many folks who have already stopped by there because they listen to News and Views, and well, they've restored those old memories brought into the digital future. That number for Dan Black Studios, 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you to Dan Black, the whole team at Dan Black Studios, for being a great sponsor here of the program. Again, 272-9228 if you want to call into the show and join the conversation, if you want to get in on this informal poll of ours. I mean, right now, where does it stand? We got pretty good numbers.
So, yeah, we've got, let's see, we've been doing this for, what, about an hour now?
Yeah.
We've got 4 for Sessions, 12 for Tuberville, looks like 13 for Moore, and 0 for Coleman.
0 for Jeff Coleman?
0.
Wait, did you say 0?
0.
Oh.
Well, they're probably afraid to call in it right now to stay there for Jeff Coleman.
I'm not going to bite anybody's ass.
Yeah, call in. 272-9228.
Very good. Let's go to the phones and talk to JD. Hey, JD.
Good morning. Good morning. A few callers ago, you had they were talking about a fellow that was forced retirement. Well, you don't have to worry about that as a New York officer because they put all their retirement, all the officers that applied for retirement, they have officially put them on hold.
Yeah, did you see that? It's up 100%.
Wow.
Yes. And in just a very short period.
Yep.
But I did want to share a quick story with you guys and especially Jack, because I'm sure he'll remember some of these details. Way back in the day when my grandmother met my step-grandfather, you know, which is, you know, my grandfather is no step. He owned a company called Global Moving in Montgomery. He sold that. They moved out to the country, out to Pentlala, just up the roads in a log cabin up the road from a store called Slade's Country Store.
Slade's.
Well, you spending my summers down, or, you know, my mom was going to school, so I lived with him for a while. But my grandfather, you know, he was awesome. That was my father figure. And we would go to another store called Mosley's and get hot dogs.
Sure.
And Mosley's had some of the...
Yeah.
This was back in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And one day we went in there, and I couldn't make up my mind what I wanted to eat. And my other set of grandparents lives out in a place called Odessa, Texas. It's out in the middle of nowhere. I mean,
I know exactly where Odessa is.
And not many kids at that age know where Odessa's at or are familiar with how many people aren't familiar with where it's at. Well, this gentleman comes in while I'm sitting down there eating a hot dog or trying to figure out what kind of hot dog I want to eat. And I tell him he's got an awkward accent and ask him where he's from. My grandfather said, no, don't be rude. Well, he said he was from a place called Midland. And he said, but you probably don't know where that's at. I said, I know exactly where that's at. I've got grandparents that live in Odessa, which is right next to Midland. Well, he gives me a tip on eating a hot dog with pepper sauce and salt. And I was like, I fell in love with it from that day forward. Fast forward a couple of years, that fella used to come down and go fishing with a gentleman by the name of Ray Scott.
Yep.
A couple of years later, we went to go eat a hot dog at Mosley's, and sure enough, they've got everything blocked off. My grandfather said, oh, man, I forgot, you know, the president's in town. I said, the president? He said, well, do you remember that fellow that told you to eat hot sauce and salt on a hot dog? He said, yeah. He said, well, that person ran for president and won. He is now the president of the United States of America. Well, but he was not the president at that time. Sitting at a store in Mosley's in Pentlala, Alabama, right around the corner from Pentlala Elementary School.
Mm-hmm.
And looking back on that, that is one of my fondest memories. Because, I mean, not too many people know where Odessa's at. And that's what really struck the conversation up. But going back to South Montgomery, just to run into somebody from a place that you're familiar with thousands of miles away, and he winds up becoming the president of the United States of America, I thought that was pretty fantastic.
And which George Bush was this?
The first one.
Yeah, H.W. Bush. Yeah.
That's some,
they were, yeah,
some
he used to come down to, he used to come down to Ray Scott's and go fishing quite often.
And before he was president, of course, when he was president, he had a bunch of, you know, Secret Service. But before he was president, it wasn't as tight. And he just happened to go to Mosley's. They grabbed a hot dog and gave me a hot tip on what kind of hot dog I should have. And I ate them that day every day forward. But it wasn't until a couple of years later that he actually won that I realized, wow, that dude I met, president of the United States.
J.D., what year was that?
This was when I first met him was early to mid-80s, because I wasn't but about 5 or 6.
Well, he was vice president then.
No, this was early 80s.
He won in 1980 as Reagan's running mate in 1980.
Well,
he was CIA director and ambassador to China prior to running for president, and he and Reagan picked him to be his VP in the 1980 general election.
Well, when he came down as a kid, and this is what I remember as a kid, when he came down, he wasn't stacked. Like, when he came down as president, it was stacked. Roads were blocked off, the whole nine yards. But when he came down prior to being president, he wasn't stacked out. Now, he had an entourage, but he wasn't stacked out with security like he was after he became president.
Well, you know, yeah.
People could actually go up and talk to him. They weren't preventing people from talking to him. You could actually just carry on a conversation with him. He was just like a regular guy. But after he became president, nobody could get near him.
Well, those were the days. Well, JD, I appreciate you sharing that. That small world.
Mm-hmm. I went and met him at a fundraiser at the Hyatt Regency in Austin back in, I think it was like 86 or so. And he was as nice as he could be. And then he came to Point Clear, I remember the date, November 30th, 1988. He had just been elected president, and he came to a Republican Governors Association conference in Point Clear, and somehow they asked me to work on the motorcade. So I got a Secret Service pin, and I moved around, and I got to meet him and talk to him. Very engaging and nice guy.
Can I as a kid, I wasn't but about 3 to 5 at the time when I first met him, and it made such an impression. But as a kid, I remember him being a fairly tall man. Now, and I know things change as you get older and become an adult. Was he actually a tall man? I don't know how tall he is.
He was pretty tall.
Yeah.
He seemed pretty tall as a kid.
Yeah, I would say maybe 6'1 or 2, maybe.
He's tall enough.
Yeah.
My step-grandfather wasn't very tall at all, and I distinctly remember him being a fairly tall man. But as I grew up, I'm like, man, he was a lot taller when I was younger. I never knew how tall he actually was, but he seemed larger than life when he was down there.
Well, he sounded much taller on the radio.
Well, and it's funny. Usually the taller guy wins. So if I don't know. We'll see. I think if Tuberville wins, that's true. But if Barry Moore wins, I think Jeff Coleman's pretty tall, ain't he?
Yeah, he is pretty tall.
Yeah. So maybe the rule will be upheld and broken at the same time this upcoming election. But JD, we got to run. Great story, man.
All right.
Thank you.
Y'all have a good one.
You too.
I was going to tell my story about Eddie Childs.
Mm-hmm.
The name of it was like the North American Company or something. And I think he made drilling parts for oil derricks. And he was rich as Croesus, lived in Fort Worth. It was Childs, Eddie Childs. And he had a radio show all over the country. And he would say, this is Eddie Childs, and I'm mad. Let me tell you what I'm mad about. The Pentagon, the Pentagon paid $250 for a coffee maker that you and I can get at the store for $20. I mean, he was always bitching about government waste. Well, when I met him at the 84 convention in Dallas, his wife, Fran, was the national committee woman from Texas. You know, every state has a national committee man and a national committee woman who are your representatives on the Republican National Committee. And Fran Childs was Eddie's wife, and she was the national committee woman anyway. And when I met him, and he had been a big donor to the Republican Party where I was working, I said, Mr. Childs, I sure do miss your radio show. You know, I'm mad too, Eddie. Why'd you quit doing that? He said, well, let me just tell you this. I did all that when Jimmy Carter was president. But once Ronald Reagan got elected, I kind of let it go. Because it was still going on, but he didn't want to trash Reagan because he gave him a lot of money.
Well, and you said rich as Croesus, and Croesus was the king of Lydia.
Lydia, yeah. First coin system.
Right, he was renowned for his wealth until he was defeated by Cyrus the Great. Indeed.
Oh, Cyrus wasn't no count.
272-228. Before we hit this break, let's go to Johnny. Hey, Johnny.
Hello.
Hello.
Y'all doing good today?
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'd like to put in my votes for the runoff election.
Okay.
Between Coach Tuberville and Jeff Sessions, I'm going for Jeff Sessions.
Get out of town.
Well,
no,
I believe I believe Jeff Sessions, when he gets to Washington, D.C., he's going to be much more of a help to Donald Trump than Tommy Tuberville.
So that makes 5 for Sessions. Who are you looking at between Moore and Coleman there, Johnny?
Between Jeff and Barry Moore.
Yes, sir.
About an hour after that debate, Jeff started about three campaign ads throwing mud on the wall.
Okay.
My vote is for Barry Moore.
Okay.
I'm not going to reiterate anything about those three mudslinging advertisements.
Yes, sir.
That's out there, because I understand that at the top of the hour, the best man on this planet to answer those questions is Barry Moore.
Correct. Yes, sir, and he will be on the program here at 11.
That's right.
And he is, and unlike his opponent, Barry Moore is an honest Christian man and is not afraid to answer any questions you throw at him.
Yes, sir. Well, Johnny, we really appreciate it. We got a lot of calls here trying to get in on this poll, so I appreciate you, and call again.
Thank you, John.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. 272-9228. We do have to hit a quick break. It'll be quick.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Get out.
You get out. You're not even here.
I mean, you're don't here. Worry.
Boys.
I'm there in a lot of ways.
Well, you know, you're freaking me out, Jack.
I know. I'm omnipresent.
Whoa.
Big word for a 9-year-old.
Talk about megalomania over there.
That,
God complex.
That webcam you got there, Joey, never turns off.
All right. 272-9228. More news and views when we come back.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
President Trump has an important message for Alabama. He has endorsed Tommy Tuberville for United States Senate and wants you to vote for Coach Tuberville on July 14th. Here is Tommy Tuberville.
I'm very proud to be endorsed by President Trump. I'm running to help him drain the swamp and build the wall, and no amnesty ever.
President Trump said Tommy Tuberville is a real leader and a winner. Trump knows Tuberville is strong on the border and that he loves our military and vets. As our senator, Coach Tuberville will donate his paycheck to charities that help Alabama veterans. And like President Trump, Tuberville is an outsider who will drain the swamp.
I'm not a career politician. I'm really a politician's worst nightmare. I'm not looking for a career. I'm looking to help save this country with Donald J. Trump.
Coach Tuberville, the conservative endorsed by President Trump.
I'm Tommy Tuberville, candidate for the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tuberville for Senate, Inc.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hairy legs. Welcome back. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. This is
Hi-Dern.
News and Views from 9 till noon.
And you know what troubles me about that Supreme Court decision? They said the was it Southern District of New York could subpoena his tax records?
Yeah.
Believe me, they will leak it to the New York Times.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the danger.
I think you're absolutely right. Absolutely. 272-9228. I don't think I've seen this name before, if it's the right name. P-Ray?
P-Ray, yes.
P-Ray, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Doing great.
Yeah, my better half listens to you all the time. She's called in a few times, Mary Ann, and I thought I'd beat her to it this time.
Well, I appreciate that, and she sounds lovely. Well, I know she is because I've talked to her a bunch. So.
Yes. She's a character, trust me. Trust me, you know, when you live with a woman, you learn to respect them. I respect this woman.
It's good
what
for
you
your health.
Me, buddy?
Good for your health.
Completely programmed?
Yes, it is. Yes, sir.
Are you completely programmed?
No, probably not.
I'm working on it. But
Jonathan Winters was on Carson one night, and he said, yes, I've been married to, I think her name was Eileen. I've been married to her for 22 years, and I have to be nice because she has all of the money I have, and I'm completely programmed.
it's not just that. Mine has, she cooks for me too.
Oh,
so when I go better today, we got to go to a food outlet to get us some food.
There you go. Good call. But what's on your mind today, P. Ray?
Well, I just talk about the runoffs. You know, I like Tuberville no matter what.
All right.
I mean, I know he's a coach at Auburn, but I still like the man.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is left?
I'm going to mark you down for Tuberville. Now, that's for our Senate race. Now you've got.
I'd like to shake his hand. That's all. That's not asking too much.
I've shook his hand.
No, it's not. And you know he's moving around now. Some.
Yes.
But anyway, we're gonna have him back on our show if he wins, and I'm pretty sure he's gonna win. Trying to get him on next week. Yeah.
All right.
How about Barry Moore and Jeff Coleman? Where are you on that?
Barry Moore.
All right.
Okay. One for Barry Moore.
All right.
Well, that's P-Ray, we appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, P-Ray.
Thanks, P-Ray. That puts
you tell Mary Ann to call and vote, too.
Yes, please.
Listen, if I should get the damn cat to work, and you know, we'd be in great shape.
Good luck getting the cat to work.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, P-Ray.
Trust me. You ought to see this cat. He's an 18-pound, just pure meanness.
Mm, good Lord.
Big, mean cat.
Yeah, you try to sleep easy at night now.
Yeah.
No, I don't have to worry about any rodents getting in the house.
Well, there you go.
That's for sure.
There you go.
Well, hey, look, guys, I appreciate the phone call.
Thank you.
272-9228, 272-9228. Let's go to Debbie.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Debbie.
Hey, Debbie, how you doing?
Good. How are you? Everybody is doing good, it sounds like.
Doing good.
Oh, yeah.
I have a quick question, guys. If anyone besides his family plans to vote for Jeff Coleman, how dare you? That's just insane. hello, Jack, darling. A day without you is like a day without sunshine.
Oh, good Lord. That's nice to hear.
Yeah, but I mean,
when everybody says that, I see the black lining in every silver cloud.
Jeez, Jack.
Well, I'll just say that I have met Barry, He's passionate and he's sincere. He's a conservative, and he is what we need in office. And I will tell you also, I'm voting for Barry Moore and Tommy Tuberville.
All right.
And P.S., I'm mad too, Eddie.
Yeah, no kidding.
These people are messing with my president. I don't like it.
I really kind of laugh at the Sessions ad saying that Washington is trying to pick your senator.
Yeah.
When he's getting all his money out of D.C. And he was up there 20 years and Shelby's working for him and all these other people in the Senate. It's a very amusing to me.
Well, and even though Trump's been president for nearly 4 years now, do you think Trump represents Washington? Represents the country, but does he represent the Washington big mules? No.
Who?
Trump.
No, hell no.
Right.
He's totally
he's still an outsider.
Anti-establishment.
Yeah, he's still anti-establishment. He's still an outsider, even though he's been president for years now. So, but Debbie, I appreciate the call.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day. Great show.
You too. Thanks.
Now, Jack, I've got some questions here for Eddie Bader.
Yeah?
Mr. Bader.
Yes?
Who's your boss?
Bo Goodson.
And does Bo Goodson give any classes where he shares his 40 years of experience?
Every Thursday night from 6 to 9.
Really? So, yeah. Say I'm looking to become a real estate agent. I've got the bug. I've got the itch I need to scratch. I want to start selling houses, buying houses for my own, maybe. Do you think that class is a good place to start?
I think it's a great place to start. Probably the best place you could go to get any kind of information, whether you want to become a realtor or just want to be better informed on buying a house.
And then if you're trying to sell your house, would you say the Goodson Group or Bo Goodson's at where you're at, it's a good place to go?
If you want your house sold, yes, I think you should call the Goodson Group. Yeah. If you just want it to sit there in the yard with a sign in the yard, then you can call other realtors. They'll do that. But if you want your house sold, you call us at the Goodson Group.
Well, and y'all have been selling houses like crazy, hooking up those sellers with buyers. You're working both sides of the equation, so you're getting people put together pretty quick. And then also, if you've got a rental property, y'all manage rental
properties. Yes, we do manage rentals. And in this day and time, a lot of people are buying investment properties again. And, you know, a lot of people don't want to be a landlord. So we take those cares for you. We do everything. All you got to do is wait on your check.
There you go.
And we don't even do that anymore. We direct deposit. So you're not even waiting on a check.
Nice.
We vet your tenants. We do all your maintenance that's required. We inspect the house twice a year, send you photos, send you a report. If there's any kind of things to be done, instead of the tenant calling you and bugging you, or you know, and they call us. We take care of all that for you.
And y'all are very good at it. I'll just disclose I've been a tenant under the Goodson Group before.
Yeah?
Rented a house y'all have managed. You did a fantastic job.
Well, thank you, Joey.
Fantastic.
Let me ask you, Eddie, really quick. Those classes are continuously going throughout the year, correct?
They are.
So you're not having to stick around until, like, next spring?
No, you don't. They run, I want to say it's 6 weeks.
Okay.
And then we usually take about a week or two break, and then we start again.
Just pick right back up.
Yeah, and one of the great things about Bo, I know there's been a time where someone I know very well was in the middle of the classes, and they had a tragedy, and Bo allowed them to come back and pick up where they left off on the next one, and that really was great. And that's just the kind of care and stuff you get out of the Goodson Group.
Cool. So whether y'all want to join the Bo Goodson Real Estate School and become a more knowledgeable player in the market or get your real estate license, or you're looking to buy a house, sell a house, or have that rental property managed by the Goodson Group, get in touch with the Goodson Group today. 551-0225, 551-0225, or visit them online at thegoodsongroup.com. Thank you to Bo Goodson, the whole team, folks like Eddie here, being great sponsors of News and Views. More News and Views when we come back, 272-9228. If you want to get in on the program, we're looking for your vote in our informal poll. Who do you like between Tommy Tuberville and Jeff Sessions and between Barry Moore and Jeff Coleman? We'll be right back. Yes, I gotta have faith. I gotta have faith. Because I gotta have faith, faith, faith. I gotta have faith, faith, faith.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Good news, guys. The internet's on sale. Like high-speed internet access to everything you love and need. Shopping, browsing, streaming at an unbelievably low price for a limited time. Switch to WOW today and get super fast internet 100 with no contracts and contact-free installation on sale for only $39.99 per month. And while you're at it, double the speed for just $5 more. Sign up today at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated, Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're settling back down into a normal summer pattern in that there won't be as many storms to go around. Hot today with a high temperature up to about 90, with scattered thunderstorms most numerous this afternoon and this evening. Fading out tonight, we'll be in the mid-70s tonight. Then tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, a little hotter each day. 93 Friday, mid-90s Saturday and Sunday. Danger range on the heat index, that would be about 105 or higher. And scattered thunderstorms popping up each day, cooling off a few lucky communities. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228. I'm Joey Clark, he's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
And man, Jack, I'm playing this song and wow, listen to that trombone. Listen to that horn section. And actually,
Bob.
Yeah, we have Bob Rogers on the phone. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Hey, very good, Jack and Joey. Good to talk
to
you.
How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing real good. Well, listen, the reason I called is I wanted to get in on that vote. Of course, I've already gone on record with Moore and Tupperville back after the Super Tuesday. But, I watched that debate the other night. I watched it on YouTube. And Barry is much more relaxed and very well-versed on the subject matter. And you could tell that Coleman's struggling a little bit, looking at his paper, trying to figure out, scratching his head. You know, and there's much more to it. I've known Barry a couple of years before this last election, and I've always liked him actually more of all the people that ran. You know, he built his business from the ground up with the refuse program that he had down there in the Brundage area. And he's good for it. He's got his moment there with Trump, and he's much more well versed on the subject matter. Now, I met Tupperville as far as the Senate race. I met Tupperville back at Pike Road at the Baptist Church, one of those fellowship meetings they had for men. And I stood and talked with him briefly about the Sessions matter, about Sessions not reporting to Trump or informing Trump that he would have to recuse himself in the event he would be appointed to and approved for the AG position. He should have informed Trump of this because, you know, Trump's not an attorney, obviously. And he should have reported that to him and well informed him of that, and Trump would not have appointed him, I'm sure. But as a result, he pretty well cooked his own goose, you know. And he's had his 20 years in Washington. He's had his time. It's time for new blood. Shook hands and talked personally with Tupperville. I like the man. I like his forthrightness, that low voice, and coming right out with it. And then compare and juxtapose that with the recent ad that Sessions came out with, where at the very end of it, he says, "I'll not go wobbly on you." Why would he have to say that? You know,
sure did.
That's more like an apology than anything else.
Right.
Sessions needs to go home. He did us some good things, and there was another question I wanted to ask about Sessions. There was a report that I heard at one time that on this Uranium One deal, mm-hmm. didn't Sessions sign off on that?
Yes.
That's all I need. 20% of U.S. uranium going to Russia, and he signed off on that? What's wrong with that picture? But anyway, fellas, of course, Moore for the 2nd District, Tuberville for the Senate. That's my vote. Y'all have a good day. Enjoy your show.
You too, Bob. Appreciate Thanks it, Bob. For calling.
No, the original uranium...
And we should disclose that Bob Rogers was a candidate in that race.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't make the runoff. And so that's the Bob Rogers that ran for Congress.
No, I'm just checking here real quick. The Uranium One decision was initially made way before Sessions was ever close to it as AG.
That's what I'm looking at here.
It was Clinton who mostly did that along with many other players in the government. And what I'm seeing when you first look it up is Sessions asked for investigators and FBI agents to look into that deal.
But never, nothing.
Nothing's ever come of it, of the Hillary investigation about her server or Uranium One.
So he didn't, you won't say he signed off on it, but he didn't.
We don't know whether the case has been, I guess,
we don't
shot
know what's
or what's, they don't talk about that stuff.
Right.
So we'll see. 272-9228, let's go to the phones and talk to James. Hey, James.
Hey, I just got intelligence.
Yeah.
That, the Barry's ETA will be 11:05.
Okay, very good. He's going to be here. So I'll get our intern to get off his butt and go let him in.
Wow.
James, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you. I wanted to participate in your poll and share my thoughts on the races.
Okay. What you got?
For Senate, I'm going to be voting against Sessions. So I guess that means I'll vote for Tuberville.
One for Tuberville.
I think the main advantage you have there is by voting for Tuberville, you're voting for someone who has not committed treason already. So, you know, he has that going for him. As far as the congressional race, Barry Moore, and this one, I think there is a really big difference between the two candidates, between a establishment, big government type in Coleman and someone who's really anti-establishment and outside of that in Barry Moore. So in this one, there's really a significant difference, and I'd really encourage people to vote for Moore. I've met him. He's a strong individual. I think he'd make a great congressperson.
Thank you.
Very good.
We appreciate your call.
Yes.
Thank you, James.
One for Moore.
272-9228. Now, once Barry's here, we're going to shut off the Barry Moore, Jeff Coleman poll. But where is it currently set?
All right. So we're sitting at Sessions with 5 votes, Tuberville with 18 votes, Moore coming in at 20 votes, and Coleman at 0.
Wait, votes. No. That can't be true. Jeff Coleman's at 0?
His wife hadn't called yet?
His wife has not called yet. But
she does sound lovely.
Oh, I've seen her.
Yeah,
very lovely.
She looks lovely. She sounds lovely.
Unless I missed something.
Wonderful,
but I've been on it.
Seriously, 0?
She met Jeff at Alabama.
Jack, where did you go to college?
Alabama. I didn't know him. I didn't know him. He was in the fraternity across the street.
Hey, and what's the name of the state we currently reside in?
Alabama. How y'all doing?
Another quick break here. Coming back, 272-9228. If you want to get in our poll before we close off the contest between Barry Moore and Jeff Coleman.
Well, Joey and I texted back and forth. We thought when Barry's in the studio,
right. He
kind of has...
Oh, yeah.
We want to be fair about it. He kind of has a unfair advantage over...
Wait. We have a correction here. Somebody sent me a vote in via text, some guy named Cooter.
Cooter.
And he is voting for Jeff Coleman. So add one for Jeff Coleman. That's what I was about to say. I'm sorry about that, Cooter. I forgot.
Somebody hijacked Cooter's phone.
Yes.
So we got one for Jeff Coleman. Okay. We got one for Jeff Coleman. But here, let's hit this break. And again, as we go out with this bumper music, wow, listen to that trombone. More news and views when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Barry Moore and I want to represent you in Congress. Others say they support Donald Trump, but I've done it. Sign a term limits pledge, I've done it. Some say they'll fight for conservative values, I've done it. Support our farmers. I grew up on a farm. I have a degree in agriculture. I've done it. While many say they support our military, I have served. I am the only veteran in this race. Political candidates say they will do a lot of things. On July 14th, vote for Barry Moore, who's done it. I'm Barry Moore, Trump Republican for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Self-evident. All men and women created by you know the thing.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
I got hairy legs.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. My co-host is Jack Campbell, Eddie Bader in the house.
Now.
Intern the Tim, answering the phones, keeping our tally here of this informal poll. I got two more, another for Tubby, another for Moore, another person texted me.
All right.
And Cooter also put one down for Sessions, so.
Counting for Sessions and Moore.
272-9228, folks, this hour of News and Views is part of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. You need to save that number in your phone, especially if you're a current homeowner. You haven't refinanced that current mortgage or ever thought about it. Grab your mortgage statement today and give Alabama Home Mortgage a call. You owe it to yourself because you're leaving money on the table, most likely. Now, the great thing about Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage, they'll tell you if you're not ready, they'll tell you. I mean, hey, here's how we can actually work on your credit. Or, hey, let's wait for rates to go even lower. But because Alabama Home Mortgage is a wholesale lender, that means wholesale pricing. They have the absolute lowest mortgage rates here in the River Region. So give them a call today. See how much money you could be saving. Usually thousands of dollars over the course of a year. Skip one payment, maybe two payments when you refinance. Also, if you're currently renting and you have dreams of buying, you need to pick up the phone and call Alabama Home Mortgage and ask them, hey, how does this all work? It all starts with a pre-approval. And once you get that pre-approval, you can understand how much you can afford. The people that are selling will take you more seriously in a negotiation. It makes the home buying process that much easier. And Kim Williams is there to guide you along the whole process. And for all those first responders out there, police, fire, emergency, medical, even those nurses and doctors now working on the front lines of this pandemic there in the hospital, you will get a $500 gift card at closing when you close with Alabama Home Mortgage. So many things going on there, so y'all check them out. Again, their number, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. 272-9228, though all the lines are lit up. So let's get through these quick before the top of the hour, before we talk to Barry Moore, who will be in studio in about 10 minutes or so. Let's go to the phones, talk to David. Hey, David.
Hey, guys. Thank y'all for taking my call. I want to ask y'all one question, and then I'm going to give you my vote. If we were talking to Donald Trump today, would he want Jeff Sessions back in Washington?
No.
Have you been living in a cave? Well, and I'm being a smartass because Trump has been very vocal about not wanting Jeff Sessions to return to the Senate.
Correct.
Okay. So once again, with Jeff Sessions not even in Washington, if this whole thing is about us helping Trump to make America great again, then Sessions is once again doing what Trump does not want to do. Sessions is doing what he wants to do. And I just think he's an embarrassment to the state of Alabama. I vote for Tuberville and for Moore. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
We appreciate your call.
272-9228. Let's go to Jesse. Hey, Jesse.
Hey. How y'all doing today?
Doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I want to vote for Coach Tuberville.
All right.
And I don't know a lot about Barry Moore, but I sure don't want to vote for Jeff Coleman.
Well, all right.
All right, then.
Well, we appreciate your weighing in on this.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you.
Sounded like she was taking care of the children.
Well, the chilling. Mm-hmm. Sounded like a cat in the background.
Well, I heard she was a wet nurse. And anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to Howie.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Vote first. I got some proxies here. My wife, my daughter, and I are voting for Barry Moore.
So three for Barry Moore there.
Three for Barry Moore, and three for Coach Tuberville.
Very good. Okay, man.
We appreciate you calling in.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I was going to tell you one other thing. I am a radio talk listener. I started in 1941.
Wow.
With Uncle Whip on 650 AM dial out of Philadelphia.
Wow.
Let's see if anybody can top that one.
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't know. How do we stack up? I'm sure we're not up there at the top yet.
Let me tell you, I've known you since you were born on the radio.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The day you started, I heard you. You have, if you were a one, you are now at least a 9.8.
Wow. Thank you, Howie.
I listen to you every afternoon, and I love the way you chime in sometime with Dan Morris.
Well,
Dan Morris is very smart.
Yes, he is.
Sometimes you jump in and assist him, and I think that's great.
Well, thank you, Howie. Yeah, I got to know my role and play the part I need to play on each particular show.
Well, now Joey's head's huge.
Yeah. No, you shut up, intern.
There we go.
Appreciate it.
Jack reminds me of Ed with Johnny Carson.
Oh.
Ed McMahon.
You got to have a backup.
You got Ed McMahon money.
You got to have Ed McMahon, and that's Jack. And Jack is very knowledgeable about politics, and I listen to you every day. I don't miss a day.
We appreciate that.
Thanks.
You know, I drank a lot of beer when I was young, but I don't think I could have drunk as much as Ed Clydesdale McMahon drank over the years.
Jack, I am 20 years older than you, and I'll tell you what, you are a very smart man. And Joey's learning from you.
Indeed.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah.